Candace Mum is the best known of the two candidates. As a current member of the Spokane City Council, Kearns has worked as a legislative aide to Republicans Jeff Holey and John Ahern. Mum is hopeful that she'll bring a different perspective to the all-Republican commission. She says that Todd Mielke's departure to work for Greater Spokane Incorporated shows the longstanding ties between that organization and the commission. For her part, she'd like to see the county donate money to other similar organizations.
There are several other business associations in the community that do similar work, not exactly the same type, but we have the Garland Business Association. We have, Spokane Valley Chamber of Commerce. We have other West Plains Association. So we have many other groups that are doing good work, local business work.
Those feelings are shared by her opponent, Josh Kearns, who says the county has given as much as $370,000 a year to GSI to attract new business to the community.
But, you know, I would also like to go even further and involve in the discussion and make sure that, like the West Plains Chamber, the Spokane Valley Chamber, that they are also involved in these discussions.
As far as attracting jobs to the area, the two candidates have differences of opinion on how best to proceed. Kearns feels special tax breaks should be on the table, depending on how much a business can offer the community.
If it's a company that has a proven track record of being able to generate revenue back to the county, proven track record of employing people with good paying jobs, I think those are situations that we will see as a community pay off in the long run. So I would support something like that.
Mum is more cautious about reducing taxes for a prospective new business.
But I don't think we should do these sort of one-at-a-time incentive breaks, because what can happen, and I've seen it happen in this community, is a new business will come in and say, we're bringing all these jobs, and then 2 years later, they'll move out.
Candace Mum feels more should be done to help support current businesses by improving the centers and corridors that already exist, like improving sewers or streets. For his part, Kern says his experience as a legislative aide means he would be able to testify in Olympia for any legislation that might increase jobs here in Spokane. Similarly, Kern said he would support efforts in the legislature to deal with one major issue, property crime.
I'm going to be somebody that's going to try to go to the state and help Senator Pad and get that bill passed about the sentence enhancements for those chronic repeat offenders. I think that will make a huge dent in our property crimes.
Kearns cites $300,000 allocated by state lawmakers to deal with the property crime problem here in Spokane County. Mum agrees the state needs to do more and calls the property crime issue a catch-and-release situation, in that repeat offenders are not sentenced to longer terms than first-time offenders and are not monitored after release. She cites a $1 million grant from the MacArthur Foundation for Criminal Justice in the county, as well as the recent work the city and others have done on the so-called Blueprint for Reform, which she says will help reduce costs by jailing those that are the most dangerous.
We're having that upfront assessment and intervention before we spend a lot of money putting them up in full service jail is working in other communities, and why the grant came to us to say, Spokane, you have a real opportunity here, and we'll really find out how much jail space we need after we implement this. It's going to take a while, though.
One area where the candidates disagree is the latest STA proposal to fund transit improvements that will be on the November ballot. Mum, who sits on the STA board, thinks the latest proposal is a winner.
It's more flexible. It's less amount of sales tax. And I really think that there's more improvements everyone will see the benefit for. It's about what I'm hearing about a 25% improvement of Spokane Transit almost system-wide.
For Josh Kearns, the new STA proposal is just too expensive.
My main concern about that, it really is the cost. I mean, $200 million of a sales tax increase is I think a little too high. I get the desire to have this iconic route, you know, from Brown's Addition to the community college, but I don't think we necessarily need an iconic vehicle to create an iconic route.
Two seats are up for grabs in the county commission this year. The other race pits incumbent Republican Shelley O'Quinn against Democrat Andrew Viviano. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.